We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Chillbone and their song, Part of It. Chillbone and Part of It. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, you can still hang out in the Den Pen in our chat room. Just go to davinsden.com, go chat and listen live. First part of the show, we discovered I was lonely and a lot of basic things I'd never done before. Joe has a man crush on Billy Joel and everybody in the band. And Pip's boss hates her.
Yeah, that's what
welcome back.
Welcome back.
I got you all up to speed.
That's what you missed. So, we haven't done a Nazi story in a while, have we, kids?
I missed them.
What is something playing? Oh, that was Joe laughing. I'm like looking at the meter, like what the hell's going on over there? It's just Joe having a good time.
Joe's mellifluous voice.
Can I just put a quick side story in?
Why not?
On Anthony's show on Reddit, I take so much heat.
You take so much heat here
because I'll laugh my ass off and it bugs the shit out.
You take so much heat because they're trolls.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
They're internet trolls that are jealous that you get to hang out with their idol.
I know.
Yeah, the people here genuinely hate you for reasons you deserve.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yes.
I take Gumbridge.
When Anthony was on our show, and you were laughing, they were like killing you for laughing.
Oh, me too. Yeah,
well, they were killing you
for all kinds of reasons.
Because you have a vagina,
yes.
And they've never seen one.
Neener, neener, neener.
All right, it's not that good of a vagina, so settle down.
You don't know this for a fact?
I do.
You do?
You forget how you got the job. Anyway, we move on. Let's do some Nazi stuff. It's been a while.
Sound effects from my office.
Funny.
Pip could go back to work now.
Would you like a copy of that to play like every time she walks in?
Actually,
put in your stupid headphones?
That would be great.
She starts talking. No. Dismiss and go.
You forgot to say Heil Hitler.
I can send you this if you want it.
No, I'll play it in my head every time I see her now. It'll cheer me up.
Okay, well, good. Well, we're glad Nazis make you happy.
She turns around, but just looks back. You forgot to say Heil Hitler.
Oops, I said that out loud. Let me get my potted plant and pack.
Damn, inside voice.
So this comes to us from Sacramento, California.
Yes, it does.
State lawmakers on Thursday demanded that a California man take down poster-sized swastikas displayed in front of his house, calling the signs racist and vulgar, but acknowledging the person does have a right to free speech. At least we've acknowledged that. So Senator Marty Block from San Diego, who's the chairman of the Legislative Jewish Caucus, had this to say. It's time to remove this disgusting display of racism from our community. He said the symbols desecrate the memory of 6 million Jews who died in concentration camps. On the front door of the house is a depiction of the American flag with a swastika replacing the stars next to the stripes. Two Israeli flags show swastikas in place of the Star of David, which, by the way, was the original design for the Israeli flag.
Of course.
It just got overwritten, I guess, by the Knesset. So they tried to get this guy to comment. Nobody answered on the knock at the door. There was probably something in the oven. But anyway, there was a note. Here's the funny thing: these assholes said, "Well, they asked for their privacy." No. You want attention? You don't put up swastika house if you want to be left alone.
You can't put up swastikas on your house and go, "We want our privacy." Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
That's like the Kardashians going, "What's with all the press?"
Yeah, no solicitors.
Are you selling Girl Scout cookies? No, not interested.
Yeah, really.
So the police received a call on Monday about the house in the middle of a middle-class River Park neighborhood, and a welfare check found that there were no reportable crimes, Officer Justin Brown said from the Sacramento police. Robert Dixon and Craig Smith, they had demonstrators calling for the removal of the swastikas, but I guess the police officer said they hadn't received any complaints yet. On Thursday, the lawmaker of Block was joined by lawmakers and veteran labor leaders in calling for the homeowner to voluntarily remove the signs. I'm guessing it's not the type of thing he voluntarily removes.
No, probably not.
He probably kind of feels pretty strong about this. Along with the flag displays, a crude wooden statue with the arms raised is draped in green fatigues and wrapped by a string of lights. A Palestinian flag is flown on the side of the house. You know, it could have been worse. I guess instead of asking for privacy, they could have thrown rocks at them through their windows.
Well, you know, some people leave their tree up way too long.
You know, how long do you leave up? That's a good point. It is the anti-Semitism time of year.
Yes, yes. So,
is it too long? No, leave up the swastikas a little longer.
No, the guy with the lights. Like that.
It's the most hateful time of the year.
And the Jews will be burning. And the blacks will be learning.
We'll beat the queers. It's the most hateful time of the year.
And terrestrial radio doesn't want us.
I don't understand.
They're lost.
Maybe that's our theme music. Maybe we should switch.
I'm not against it. let's see. So Block said the resident has freedom to deface his home, but that doesn't make the use of swastikas right. That's very far right.
Yeah, too far.
Yes. So he goes, we have learned that the purveyors of hate tragically often follow their vile speech with criminal acts of terror. We've seen it around the world. I pray that's not going to be the case in this instance. The display has upset some neighbors. Robbie Rose, who lives nearby, told KCRA-TV he has thought about taking down the swastikas himself. How do I explain this to my little one? And he's not talking about children. He actually has a midget.
they hate you too.
What's going on with all that? How do I explain this to him? I don't want to belittle him.
Let me put him on my shoulders and he can see for himself.
I don't want to give him a short answer. I don't know.
Oh.
To Joe's credit, he had no idea I was going to make that joke. And he just did all those hateful things about little people off the top of his head.
Follow the swastika road.
Ask my pal all the jokes we were having a conversation. I was doing all that.
It's great to know how hateful your pal is.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, and she's with you. How long is that going to last? Something's got to give. Either she's going to be hateful or she's going to move on, because the two can't work together for long.
Well, you know, if the midget tried to bring anything up in court, that would just get tossed out of court.
No, that's a dwarf.
There's difference?
Joke foul. I think so. I think one has a bigger head.
There's a joke there somewhere.
You know what's funny? He'll sit there and go, really, really? And then he'll add to it.
I know. Thanks for the tag on my
never
awful.
Said I was a good leader. Just said I'm a leader.
He tags my awful.
Somebody. Hey, how many times have my tag saved your awful?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank your benevolent leader.
I'm very good.
Hey, would you like to see what I can do with this coffee cup?
Would you like to ask me what I meant by that tag?
No.
I'd like to know I'm going to back the fuck up.
Look at Joe. They're going at each other. It's my time. Stupid. I said what I was thinking out loud. Now they'll focus on me.
Joe's having an awesome night, by the way.
I'm the good guy.
You're like when I'm doing a show and I'm talking to a table and an audience member points something out. Oh, and tell them about this. And I go, and now we focus on you.
Yeah.
If my hate is going someplace else, don't get in the crosshairs, Joe. If you see a sniper, you don't go wave. Go, woohoo, over here.
Yeah.
No, stay behind the bush, stupid.
You missed with the laser.
Mr. Killer.
Woo-hoo. Oh, you got it on my heart. Oh, you're getting good.
If I got it on your heart, I'm quite the sniper. Reset with the hate story.
Yeah.
Back to the hate.
So,
explaining it to his little one.
Yes. He goes, thank you, Pip. I'm all for freedom of speech, but this is just too much. I really do want to get out of my car and rip that down. But the only reason I don't is because I do believe in being a good American, and I do believe in freedom of speech. All right, there's a lot to get to here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes.
All right. First, should the state lawmakers demand he takes down his display?
No. No.
No?
No, I guess not. I guess I agree.
No, it's disgusting, but they can't make him not do it.
No, it's just,
not legally right now. Now, if he was in a complex where there's a homeowners association.
Oh, yeah, that's just coming down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't put a fucking plant outside. You gotta put
really?
A slot sticker up.
You're not allowed to buy a non-beige car, for Christ's sake, in some of those places.
That's my biggest fear. Like, when I move, I was like, if I have to go to a condo, and I got to deal with a homeowners association?
I thought you were going
to
deal with a Kumi association.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the Nazis are nothing next to homeowners associations. Yeah, they're more
fascist. Really? Really? Have the homeowners killed 6 million people? Really? When was the last time the homeowner put a bad neighbor in an oven? Really?
You don't.
Really?
You have never seen the bodies.
You haven't had a co-op, have you?
No, I haven't. We'll never forget.
Yeah.
Co-op boards are more vicious. They learn from my boss.
That's a horrible, horrible thing that the Nazis, which are the most hate. You don't. The only people you compare Nazis to are politicians. That's because they're always compared to Nazis.
Yes, true. But homeowners associations are taught the politicians. Awful, awful people.
Yeah.
Fascists.
So I think the lawmakers could create a statue.
Yes.
So if they actually create a statue, and this would fall under hate speech.
Yes.
So if you create a statue within your community, if it was a municipal statue.
An ordinance.
Yeah, an ordinance. Thank you. Somebody knows about local politics. If you created an ordinance to go, you can't have hate speech, and subjects of hate speech are, you know, N-words.
It would still go in front of the courts, and I think
it would go.
It would probably go in front of the Supreme Court, and it'd probably be struck down as a.
It might not.
It might not. You know, I mean, they have laws
because think about it. I'm sorry, yes. But think about it. Homeowners associations have the power to tell you what you can and can't hang. Why couldn't a town?
Towns can tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you tell.
I mean, towns have ordinances sometimes about signage.
That about the size of your pool too. Yeah, it's true. Signage, like you can't, like a business can't have, for instance, in a lot of these towns, a fluorescent sign.
In fluorescent signs or
the sandwich boards, they can't have them sometimes on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. Sometimes they have ordinances about where they're allowed to be placed, how long they're allowed to be placed there. There are a lot of communities in New Jersey, for example, that had a lot of immigrants come in, like Asian immigrants, and they would
put
up,
the worst.
They would put up a lot of signage.
With their math skills.
They would put up a lot of signage that would be in Korean. Or,
Fort Lee?
Fort Lee, Palisades Park, New Jersey.
Okay.
If you're going to be racist correctly.
You know, you got a point, yes, sir.
Some towns seeing that placed ordinances saying that you're not allowed to have signage that's in a foreign language unless you also have English.
Well, that's like in Canada, it has to be in English and French.
Yes, yes.
Because they're both the national language.
There are instances where the town or the city can impose ordinances on their residents or the businesses.
Right, but who's going to oppose that ordinance anyway?
But yeah, I think schwalstickers are awesome.
Hold on for a second. On those ordinances, the ordinances are on the size of the sign or how the sign is made, not the content of what
but
the
homeowners
sign
associations
says.
Well, homeowners associations are even more specific, aren't they, Pip?
They are, but that's a different entity, you know, because you are signing a lease saying that I'm going to move into this community, and a homeowners association has rules, and you're signing that when you walk in. But a town ordinance is a different thing. It has to be passed through.
I think town
meetings.
It would be passed right away, and it might go to court. But
it
I think
could
it's,
be.
Well, but
well,
I think it's worth going to court.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing
might
on that.
Going to court. I don't know.
Here's the thing about that. If you send that, you got to think about what we're doing here. If that ordinance got sent and passed, it would get passed because it's getting passed on the size of the sign. How the sign is, if it's neon or other, but it's not getting it doesn't have the basis of freedom of speech. It's not what the sign says. It's the size of the sign. So we get passed on that. So if hypothetically it's an 8x10 sign, you can't hang. But the guy could still put a Nazi swastika on a 4x5, which would fall in the realm of the law, and he could still hang that sign.
But they don't only regulate the signs, the size. Say that somebody in your neighborhood, the next door house, had some graffiti artist come and paint a 12x12 vagina on the front of your door.
Where is this person?
Yeah.
That's a big door, too.
It's a big opening.
You have to make it a double door, so it just opens. Every time you come outside, you feel like you're being born.
Put the little knocker up top. That'll be the clit. Go, Joe, why couldn't you knock? He's like, I couldn't find it.
You come out of a vagina room. Well, I feel like I'm born again.
I'm not against this. I'm not against vagina doors.
A lot of people going in and out of the house, in and out,
I think
in
that,
and
I
out.
I think that house is a whore.
Did you see somebody trying to go through the doors with a stick and grab you? I'm being aborted.
Oh, my God.
I could just see somebody go, no, you know what? I'm going to go in the back door.
We're horrible. We're horrible. Yes, we're making horrible stuff.
But say that somebody did that. Now, that's obscene. That could be.
I think this would fall under obscene.
Somebody could write it. So you can't just assume that you can only write laws stating that it would be the size of the signage. It could also be what is entailed in it. If it was a sign on the front lawn,
right? Because it would get difficult. Because basically, that would go into like a community standard thing.
Yes,
which has been brought up in other areas.
Like if I had a 12x12 sign on my front lawn of a giant dick. I mean, you think that's going to go over for long?
I think Mr. Helix has been called worse.
I've been called worse today.
They know you.
Here.
5 minutes ago.
What I'm saying is that somebody saw that and went, holy shit, you have to take that down. Neener, neener, make me. Well, then all of a sudden the town is going to pass an ordinance saying you're not allowed to have a big sign of a dick or any genitalia on your front
lawn.
That's
what I'm saying. I think they're legal. You could do that.
But that goes in the obscenity laws.
This would be obscene, too.
But
this
hate crime.
Yeah.
But would a Nazi symbol?
Are you defending the Nazi house?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to define how the law would look at something. Would a SWAT sticker, and we're
the people to do it,
right? But a SWAT sticker, would a SWAT sticker?
It's not a SWAT sticker. It's not like a pot sticker that you get at Applebee's. It's a swastika, stupid.
Stop making
the hateful thing sound delicious.
A swastika.
Yeah, not a sticker. You don't give it to a kid after a job well done.
Maybe you do.
No, you don't.
Just not in your neighborhood.
No, not in my neighborhood. Oh, very good. You got an A. You got an A. Here's a swastika. No, Joe. Wait. We cannot go on until you get this pronounced properly. I'm so. Try again.
Swastika. Yeah.
Better.
Yeah, but you
pronounce the word?
Swastika.
That's what I just said.
No,
swastika.
You said swastika. First, you said swastika like it's delicious and we should be having some while we talk about this story.
That sounds like an appetizer.
It does. I'll have some German cuisine. I'll have the swastika.
Would you like it steamed or fried?
That's how you'd make it.
I think a swastika would definitely have pork in it.
yes, I think it would.
But looking at it, if you had a picture of a penis.
And like, I don't.
Well, it's called your headshot. But
this is why you're not Andy Richter. Andy would never do that to Conan.
But the blooper reel is fantastic.
The blooper, all the shit that Andy does say that never makes the air. Yeah. That's where Joe excels. The shit that never gets on the air, that's Joe Curry. He's made a career of that. Nobody ever hears all of Joe's best lines. Like if you watch Anthony's show, the Anthony Cumia show, Joe's hilarious. He's just never on mic.
Yes.
Wait a minute. This whole show is a blooper reel for some other legitimate show.
I'm like a child on that show, seen and not heard. No, that's wrong. Retract that. That's wrong.
Go on, Joe. Right. Your delicious analogy. Right.
If you took a picture, you put a picture of a penis and a swastika. Okay, a sticker.
Can I put them together?
Sticker. No, they got to be separate. Okay.
I'm strangely getting all hot again.
Okay, you would judge the penis obscene, but how would you judge the swastika?
Yes,
obscene.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But
obscene is not just sexually graphic.
Right. Right. I mean, you can. You could make a case for that. You could say that is an obscenity against a crime against humanity, and that symbol is universal. Don't try to give me that Hindu bullshit that the sign's been around. We all know what that means now, you know. And it is a desecration against all those millions of people that lost their lives. However, until you have a law in place like that, that welfare check just proves that they have done nothing against the laws that exist. So it has to stay. Until that community decides to step up.
There is a remedy.
Yes, yes.
But I think it can be addressed.
I'm sorry, Lady Spitfire is saying swastika, bacon, and grits. They're obsessed with your food choices.
Lady Spitfire. See, you're making everybody hungry and hateful.
Yes.
Why do you do that, Joe? That would be an awesome cooking segment for our TV show. Hateful Hunger with Joe Curry.
You're filling our hearts with hate and our stomachs with food.
Yes. We're so confused. Yeah. He's a good cook and it's delicious, but we hate everybody now.
I have such agita, but it was worth it.
Well, you can't kill on an empty stomach.
You need a lot of protein.
Joe Curry has great oven skills.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, somebody had to bring up an oven during this. Yeah,
well, somebody who would be offended is driving right now, and we'll listen to this tomorrow on the replay.
And they probably have an overdue inspection sticker.
I'll go on.
Sorry, I'm bitter.
All right, so we all agree that there are legal remedies.
You would think.
Here's what I think about this, though. I think if this was, say, something like lynchings, like if they had like black people hanging in the guy's tree, or like they had like graphic images of ISIS decapitating Christians, I think this already would have been removed.
In this particular climate, I think that the ISIS would be such a hot button.
I think both, because like we just saw, came out yesterday, Oklahoma State University, those fraternity kids having their racist chant, which is awful and everything.
Oh, I didn't hear about
this. Yeah, it was like about black people hanging, never be part of it and everything. They've been booted off campus and everything.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it was awful. But there's a whole big uproar on that. You know, it's been on the news. It's been in the news cycle the past 24 hours and everything. And of course, unfortunately, I mean, this is much more graphic. The Christians getting beheaded and everything.
Yes.
But this, you would think, would be more of a news story. Like, I had, it was on Yahoo News or something. But it seems like it's okay because it's Jews. Well, there's nothing we could really do. I think it's still okay to be anti-Semitic.
No, it's not.
Well, I didn't think you thought so. You're sitting right to my right of me.
Yes, he always sits to the right of you.
Yes. Yes, he does. Go on, Joe.
It just seems like the thing with those college kids. I mean, it was just...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's just a vile, stupid thing that they did.
Mm-hmm. This house seems worse than those kids.
I don't think it does. I think this is just a case of one man's opinion, okay? And it seems that this whole bus, it seems like these guys were that stupid enough to sing that song. It was more of a mob thing, singing that.
Right, right. Yeah. But that's, I mean, I've been in a fraternity, and I'm not excusing it and everything, and we didn't sing songs like that. We sang songs. We didn't sing songs like that. But when you're young and drunk and stupid, and you don't want to go against the grain, it kind of, not that it justifies it, it explains it more.
Yeah.
This person is clearly making a statement.
Yes.
And this is for everybody to see. Nobody was supposed to see that footage. This display of the house is for everybody to see.
Yeah.
This person is trying to make it clear just how hateful against Jews they are. And I argue that if it was hateful against black people or Christians,
yes,
it would not be tolerated.
You know what? It's almost, and I'm not saying that I agree with this philosophy, but it's almost like Jews are the old news, and now the Christians are getting beheaded. This is front page and center, and so people are like much more upset and excited about it.
Yeah, but what about black people?
Now?
I mean, black people. I mean,
the whole race, and we've discussed this on what the news wants to focus on. The whole racism thing with blacks is a hot button issue.
But that's my point. That's my point. And people go, well, the media is owned by Jews. Then why isn't this covered? Because people don't really give a shit. People don't really give a shit if there's anti-Semitic things going on. I mean, some people do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's not like a big deal. Oh, those Jews, they're used to it.
I think that there might be a little bit of like news fatigue about it. You know, like
we're sorry we've been the chosen people for all the wrong reasons all these years, Pip. We apologize for being good targets.
But you are damn good. No, never mind.
We are excellent
damn
targets.
Damn good targets. But I'm saying, you see on the news these things like, oh, you know, a bunch of kids got into a graveyard, and they knocked over all the Jewish
headstones,
and then they put spray-painted swastikas on them, and, you know, horrible things, or, you know, somebody broke into a synagogue, and they spray-painted, you know, graffiti, nasty, but they always call it a hate crime. Why is it not a hate crime if it's on this guy's house?
That's a good point.
You know?
Unless you go, well, there's no victim, which I'm going to get to, because I think this is not
a
victimless crime.
Well, on the guy's house, yes. It's called a hate crime. On this guy's house?
Yeah.
Well, he's the guy that's spreading the hate, so it's not a crime against him.
No. Well, here's where it is a crime. I'll get to it now. Here's where it is a crime where he could be open for a lawsuit. Say you're trying to sell your house in that neighborhood.
Yes, true.
You know what? You live right next door. You live across the street. You're trying to sell your house. Your property value is going real down because most people don't want to live in Nazi neighborhoodville. So you could have a cause
of action.
Speak
for yourself.
Most people, I said, not all. So you could have a cause of action saying this person's causing you money.
In civil court.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But I have a feeling if this guy were to get sued for that, all of a sudden that stuff would come down.
Now, how would the civil court, look at it like a freedom of speech issue?
Well, they would have to weigh freedom of speech versus property damage.
Well, I mean, you can have. But there again, we're talking about the laws of the town. I mean, there are town laws that say that you have to mow your lawn. Sorry, Joe. Because
he's the one who's mowed. You're the one.
I know
who
he's the mower. I'm teasing you. I'm not the. He gets all indignant about lawn mowing.
Because I spent 3.5 hours on a damn thing almost every week during the summer.
All the horrible things we say to him. Lawn mowing was the one that broke him. He looked really upset.
Three and a half hours out in that stupid mower. Yeah, it kind of hit a nerve.
Just last week.
In Joe's defense, all the horrible things that he ate and onions were the thing that broke him. Joe is very unpredictable about what's going to make him sad. Oh, cat food, delicious. An onion, I can't, I won't.
No, because it was time restrictions.
Oh, shut up.
Time,
nobody cares.
No, time put the time restrictions on.
Oh, fine. Fine. Mow your lawn in 20 minutes. All right, we move on.
But I think that if, you know, there are things, because it becomes a health hazard issue, because then you're going to attract vermin and bugs.
Talking about the Nazi house?
No. Not mowing your lawn. And I'm just saying, and if your house...
I'll take crickets over a Nazi!
If your house is in a condition where there are, like, holes in the roof, and you're attracting vermin,
People move into neighborhoods, though. Oh, this is a nice neighborhood. Yeah. You can't say this is a nice neighborhood when Nazi houses across the street! You can't sell your house against across the street from Nazi house!
Right, but I'm just saying that in this particular... In that particular issue, if somebody is not keeping up their house and it's become a health hazard, or it's become perhaps, you know, like it looks like the wall is going to fall off and it's going to hurt somebody, it's become a danger and a health hazard.
So I'm wrong. Then, Nazi house keeps a lovely lawn.
No,
let it go.
The town or the city has a remedy and they can go in and they can find them and they can sue them.
But what
them.
I'm saying now is individuals might have a remedy.
They might have. I would love to see the court case.
That's what I'm saying.
With the neighbor goes in, the guy that says, what am I supposed to tell my little one? Well, first of all, about what am I supposed to tell my little one? This is one of those times where it's awful, but it's a teaching
you're
moment where
about,
you can say.
Nobody
about
wants to teach
evil.
Their five-year-old about the Nazis.
You
no,
want to know something? If it's there,
there are bad people.
You know
in
what?
The world.
It's a good. You know what? At 5 years old, it's a good lesson to learn. A lesson that they'll never forget.
Young. I mean, you could say they're.
You know
bad
what?
People.
If the damn house is there and the kid is seeing it, you know what? You got to teach them right then and
I
there.
Understand
it's not
that.
Like you know. It's not like you're going to call them in one day when there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, but this
you know?
Nazi house is forcing the parents' hand. I mean, yes, children have to learn about bad things, but it should be of the parents choosing, not because a Nazi house is choosing.
Sometimes the issue of freedom of speech, you know, it causes a
and
lot of inconveniences.
All this person has is freedom of speech. I'm saying there are other interests that go against freedom of speech,
right,
where now, there might be a legal remedy.
Right now, that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm not sitting here going, "Well, it's a freedom of speech thing, and that's the end of the story." No, it's interesting.
We're not doing that bit tonight.
No, because basically there was a lot of good points brought up. How you know local how
ordinances
ordinances would be town standards and stuff like that. Would deal with that, how they would go against a freedom of speech issue and
yes.
how they would use the remedy against the freedom of speech
issue.
So it would be very interesting to see what they do.
I thought of another remedy for the people. If the people are really outraged by what's going on, you protest. Protest is going to block traffic and everything. So are you going to give all these people who you know are doing the right thing and their protest, are you going to give them tickets? Or are you going to knock on that door and go, you're causing this, you need to take that down?
Are they really causing the actions of those people who have decided to demonstrate if they are indeed blocking traffic?
Yes, they are, because they're inciting. You know, it's like freedom of speech, but you can't yell fire in a theater.
True.
You are inciting this riot. It's like when when some of those marchers allegedly said, you know, kill the cops and everything. Well, you know what? When all shit breaks loose, you're the one that started that, the one who said kill the cops during those protests in New York City. We're going to beat your ass, and there's going to be legal ramifications because you started this problem. Everybody was having a good time, but you opened your mouth. In this case, everybody was fine in the neighborhood. You put
the
stuff
the only part about that is it's like inciting to riot. If you got a guy that's going to go on somebody's private property.
They're not on the property. I'm saying they're protesting in the street on the sidewalk.
Well, here's the way that would work. I mean, if they had a permit to protest.
And they'd probably get one.
And they'd probably get one. Then, you know what? Then they have a lawful right to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying then could the police go in and go, listen, we allowed this to go on a couple of days. We're going to go after you. Because you know what? If you're the cops, you get bad press if you're breaking up the protesters, letting the Nazi house fly. But there's ways
but
you can go after
but
these
But
people.
Here's the thing. If they did it for a couple of days, in a couple of days and said, look, we're only going to issue the permit for 3 days. 3 days is done. Now people are still assembling. and they're deciding to try to arrest people and stuff like that, they might have to go to the guy and go, all right, this is really causing a problem. They have to figure now.
That's what I'm saying. You can force this guy's hand.
Yeah.
You can force these people's hands within the legal system is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's also, I don't know how this worked legally, but there's also the term an attractive nuisance. Thank you.
Bump and spike.
Nuisance.
Shut up, you. Stupid Richter.
people are also, you know, called out by towns or neighborhoods because they have an attractive nuisance, like a pool that is not guarded, because that is something that will cause people to come, and now it's a harmful situation. Because if now say that these protesters peacefully protested for their 3 days that they had a legitimate permit for. Mm-hmm. And then you have other people follow them and go, yeah, it's a good idea. Now, they don't have a permit, but they saw on the news, hey, there's a protest here. We're going to go show up there. And somebody there, you know, throws their cigarette butt on the lawn and it catches a little fire, you know, or somebody's there and they start throwing shit at the house. Now, this could be construed as an attractive nuisance. You have brought people. It's like leaving a pool unattended. Now you're going to have teenagers jumping in there to skinny dip at night. You have not locked and safeguarded your pool. That's become an attractive nuisance. And now some kid's going to go in there drunk and drown. You know what I mean? It's going to cause a problem. And so in under those circumstances, I don't know exactly what the cops could do, but that might be a remedy.
It's almost like a nuisance like that. The church. What's that church? God Hates Fags.
Oh, Westboro.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Was those supposed to be separate things or just statements?
What's that church? God Hates Fags. Yes.
Were you
yes.
just telling us what you think? Well,
he's just having
isolate
one.
That. And Joe says,
"No."
He was just having one of his episodes.
that's one.
Joe's like, enough of this touchy feely stuff. Swastikas and God Hates Fags by Joe Curry.
But these lunatics stand out there with those effective. Signs. And it's almost as much as a nuisance what they do at funerals of soldiers and stuff like that.
But it's not a neighborhood. I agree. This is something
it's disgusting.
That's permanent, for lack of a better. You know, they go away after they've caused it. You live in this neighborhood, and like I said, you are actually causing people loss of money if you want to sell that house.
But true. And the funny thing about with neighbors is when I repainted my house, people are slowing down and stopping. And I said to myself, I was telling my buddy.
They'd never seen you move.
No, but I was telling my buddy Mike was helping me. I'm like, you would think, I literally said, I go, you'd think I'm painting swastikas on the side of my house. My house.
Again, it's delicious when you say
no,
that.
No, swastika. But the thing was, my house was born red. You know what the new color was? Born red. And people are like almost stopped in the street looking at me. What up?
Well,
they just paint my fucking house. Come on.
Well, they've never seen a horse's ass paint one barn red before.
Well, boy, oh boy, it was a long way to go.
It was,
yeah,
but I got to call you a horse's ass, so I'm okay with it.
God, that is a long way. But I was...
Really? From you?
Yes, from me even.
Right.
The thing is that I don't know why people were excited about the barn red.
It's like I was trying. It's like, what?
Maybe they
lives?
Were hoping you would fall off the ladder.
No, I'm really on a ranch.
Yeah, it's like, what are you looking at?
Why always on the roof?
By the way,
yes.
Trucker Tom is gracious with his presence.
Hello, Trucker
and
Tom.
And he is horrified to have stepped into the middle of Nazi news. He goes, oh, Christ, Nazi shit.
Oh, Tom, douche yourself and settle in. You missed some very yummy anti-Semitic comments by Joe.
You did not.
We did. And then Joe said, I don't know if you heard this, Trucker Tom, but Joe went on record and saying officially, God does hate fags.
I did not say that.
Did he say yes?
He said those words.
Oh, boy.
It's not like I'm going to fire you for that. That's
Tom,
how you got the job.
Tom, what I said was, we were talking about the Westboro Baptist
he
Church,
heard
and I
you.
Said the church that says God hates fags. Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Released the Kraken!
That was a pizza, Red Bull.
Nobody asked! You're not a fucking chef and go, oh, what are these ingredients in here? Nobody asked, stupid.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
That burp had many layers. Nobody gives a shit. What is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Layers.
You're not the Chef Ramsay of gas.
How do you know?
Hey, Ramsay's got better hair.
Ramsay has hair.
Period.
But you put swastikas, so you have the right hair for that.
Yeah, would you stop shaving those into the hairs there?
Yeah.
That's really embarrassing.
So here's a question for you. Say you're a fireman. In this neighborhood.
Yes.
House goes up in flames.
I have to take a smoke break.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, you got to do something. Like, do you just, like, make sure the house doesn't catch fire? Other houses don't catch on fire? Do you contain? that fire.
Oh, yeah.
So there's not property damage to others.
Yes.
Or do you go in there and risk your life and try to drag out the Nazis?
I mean, no, you would probably save the people.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would
yes.
you?
Yes.
You go in and do the job you were hired to do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're taking the human element out of it.
No, you're not.
Do you
not.
Really think a
you're
Jewish
not,
fireman's
you're
going
not,
in that
you're
house?
Not taking a,
yes.
You know why? Because you got to take the higher road. There's a human life at stake, even though it's a crappy.
Yeah, but this is not a life. This is a low life. This is a scumbag. You're going to risk your life for this?
Yes.
If that's my job. If I'm a fireman and that's my job, that's my job.
I'm going to drag them out of there and prop them up on the curb so they can watch their fucking house burn to the ground. That's what I want.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
No?
I don't know if I'm doing that.
That's a good thing you're not a fireman. I know. And
this is the reason why.
Yes. This is
if it wasn't for this situation, I'd be a fireman.
Because you're going to stand there and
No. I'm not going to stand and watch. I'm going to contain.
Oh, no, you contain.
The fire was too hot. We tried to get in.
Right.
You know, I take Joe's 8 years of acting. We tried to get in. We tried. But, you know, it was just too much. We couldn't get in.
Tom says, you have to save them as despicable as they are. I agree, Tom. You have to save those bastards. But the thing is, you can't be a fireman and then sit there and make judgment calls about whose ass you're going to save or not.
No, you can't.
I think they've kind of made the judgment for you. You know, you can be a Nazi. You don't got to advertise.
You go. you're a fireman. It's your job to save lives. You got to put your personal.
I'm a human being. I got a wife and kids who love me. It's my job to come home safely. It's my job to risk lives.
But it's you know what? If it's your job to risk lives, you know, even though you know, I mean, even when they even like when they shoot a crook, they put him in the ambulance. They take the hospital and try to save him.
No, yeah. If he gets out, we'll take him to the hospital. We're not gonna you know.
If he gets out on his own,
yeah, they take a Hippocratic oath.
Yes,
they do.
I know they do. But firemen. I mean, I am not a fireman. I don't know if you guys knew that. About
Get
me.
Out!
I know!
Must be the pole. Not what you're used to doing with one.
The thing is that they would, you know, figure out what's going on with the fire. And I mean, it might be that it's too hot or there is no entrance way that's safe. Or, you know, it's just the roof is burned too far that it would be too dangerous for a fireman to go in. And let's hope
right,
that it got to that point before
let's
they
take
got
it,
there.
Let's take it back a step. Let's take it back a step.
Yes.
Because you're saying if they've already there, they got to make that assessment.
They have to evaluate.
All right. So let's say the call comes in.
Yes.
You're at the station.
Yes.
You know what the address is.
Yes.
You know the address because now it's an infamous house. Are you catching every red light on the way there?
No.
Are you going a little slower?
You're going there as fast as you can to put the damn fire out because you don't know if it's going to spread to other property.
You can't.
Your job is to put the fire out. End of story. That fire could spread to the woods. It could spread to other houses. Your job is to get to that place and put the damn thing out as quickly as you can, regardless who's in there.
I still say some firemen would let him burn, and nobody would complain.
Well, you want to say you're bringing up two different situations.
I did. I know that. I said
when the call came in, right? But when the call came in, you get there. Once you're there and you assess the situation, maybe you let your personal views get in there. But fore and foremost, you get to the damn fire and you try to put it out.
Yeah. Would you take your kid trick or treating to that house?
No way.
No.
No.
Just asking.
I'm just talking about constitutional law. I'm not talking about my personal feelings. No.
Are you kidding? I'm crossing the street.
I'm not even letting my kid walk past the place.
Well, why, Joe? They need to know about evil in the world, and now's a good teachable moment.
Well, you know what? Well, I'll let them see the place. I'll teach them a lesson, but I'm going to try to keep them away from that place as much as they could. There's a difference between what the constitutional law says and how I'm going to raise a kid, and I'm going to teach the kid. You show the kid the house. I don't want you to go near this place. This is what it's all about. They're hateful people. You stay the hell away from it. You walk that way. That's,
you mean what people
difference.
Do with your house?
See the red one?
No.
If it's a hateful place, you stay the hell away from
not,
there.
Not lately, no. It's going to be, look how beautiful this house is. It's
I'm talking
be
about the inhabitants.
For sales in 3 months.
I wasn't talking about the outward appearance. I was talking about the inhabitants. Don't think there's much love coming out of those windows.
Well, it doesn't have to be a lovable house.
God damn it, Joanne. Get your pineapple cans out of my side of the bed.
Yep.
I'm trying to cook ramen.
yep.
All
yep.
Right. I recently.
Trucker Tom says, I'll go to that house, but I'm dressing like a rabbi. He would bust some serious balls.
Okay. So I recently had my worst neighbors ever, the ones that got hauled out and earned
jail. Right.
You know this. This is not new to you, Pip.
Kind of is. What?
My next door neighbors. You know, the house was being rented. There was a drug bust.
Oh, oh, right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So those were my worst neighbors ever. Anytime you have the SWAT team over, it's not a good neighbor.
And he won't let you in your own house.
Yeah, well, you can't get up to your own house. Yeah.
To get your daughter.
Yeah.
And then they're looking at you like you're the creep.
Well, in their defense.
Yes. Yes. He's in our special book.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm listed somewhere too, Joe. But they know where I am at all times.
That's true.
Yes.
So that was my worst neighbor ever. What are your worst neighbors ever?
Well, I had this one guy that lived next door. He was just his kids would throw the balls into my yard, and he was just an asshole. I hated this guy. His kids would make noise, and every time he would come,
as kids will do, Joe.
Yes.
No, but he would always come to the door with holding his little son because he knew I wouldn't yell.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, that works. I got to travel
get
with
a
my
baby.
Daughter.
Get a baby.
And he,
the curry ate my baby.
I did not like him. And it
that
was,
doesn't sound like a terrible
but they
neighbor.
Used to, no, they, he was terrible because their dog used to sit there and bark all the time.
My parents had that big problem with their neighbors, one of our neighbors. They would leave the dog out all night. And like nobody wants to hear the barking dog at all night. Sometimes you root for the coyote.
I know. And one time, but there was one day
that's
where
so
the dog,
sick.
We got coyotes.
One week.
I know. We do too.
Okay. You have roadrunners? I saw a sign with free birdseed one day. That's what I was wearing. That's why I was asking.
Did you see the anvil in the corner?
Yeah. No, you two take it. Go. I like to watch people dig.
No. But anyway, there was one day when the guy had his dog. And we asked him all the time, could you do something with the dog? And one day the dog is barking, and we heard him out in the patio. And I yelled out the window, I go, will you shut that dog up? And then he
was it in your Billy Joel concert tone?
Billy, is that you?
But
he's from Long Island.
The funny thing is like dogs will bark, and then Joanne goes, "Shut that fucking dog's mouth!" And then they yell back, "We saw you in church last week, Joanne. Why are you talking like that?"
That's great.
Nice.
Usually, when she's using that tone about shutting up, it's towards you. So you were happy.
I know.
You were united front.
It's nice to see being redirected. But you know, we used to complain about the dog all the time because the
you
dog
can actually call the police about that.
Yeah,
we did. I think we called, and he would come.
And they probably referred to
he
you
would,
as their worst
he would
neighbors.
Come to the door. He would come to the door, holding the kid. No, why did you have to call the cops? Because that mutt of yours won't shut his mouth.
You got
to
be respectful. You can't. You know, after 10, time to put the dog away.
Yeah,
take the dog for a walk. I mean, and the worst is if you have like a baby or little kids, then you're like after 8. But you know what? That's not another.
But and
problem.
The funny thing is how different neighbors are. Because the guy that moved in after him, his kids kicked the ball against my fence. So I'm repairing the fence one day. And he comes up and goes, "I'm sorry about the kids." He goes, I'm sorry. Do you want me to yell at them?" I go, No,
I'll handle this.
No, let me yell
at
them. But he was a nice guy. You know, he was a sweetheart of a guy. I really don't talk to my neighbor, but he's a nice guy. So I said, no, don't yell. I just, the kids. I'll fix the fence.
You said, you know who I am? Let me show you how to yell at your children, and then you can learn from me.
I am not the ogre I am portrayed as.
You just told us you threatened a man's life for throwing a pretzel.
No, he was throwing a beer.
Well, he was
we
about
gave, we
to
gave
throw
a pass
beer.
On the pretzel.
You just went on our air and said God hates fags.
I did not. You just made swastikas sound delicious.
You're a horrible human being.
First of all, if you're just joining us, I was describing the Westboro Baptist Church, and then I was trying to pronounce swastika.
Made it sound delicious.
Sticky, Edith.
Sound like pot sticker to me.
Made it sound delicious, Joe.
I'm starving.
Me too. And Pip, where's neighbor?
I was trying to think about that. I mean, we lived in apartments when I was younger, and the downstairs neighbor, she would be at work all day, and once her fucking kid got to be a teenager, he would come home, and he would play his music so loud that our apartment would vibrate. Mm. It was just intense. It was like having a club downstairs, and I would go downstairs, and I would yell at them, and he and his little friend would, like, give me laser beams out of their eyeballs. I probably would have put up with it more because it was in the afternoon right after school, but my mom was mentally ill, and she was climbing up the walls, and I was like, no, I can't have this. So I'm like, look, turn it down, or I'm calling the fucking cops, and then I'm calling your mother at work. But the mother was not having it. She was just like, oh, did you yell at my kid? Are you kidding me? Let me play my music as loud as your kid does. But I'm gonna
Wynwood
do it.
Cranks.
I'm gonna do it.
Ark of the Diver, fuckers.
That made them move. But I'm kidding.
I tell you, with the music, though, that same neighbor, his kids put together this band, and they're practicing, and they were awful. Now, meanwhile, like, they're 20 yards away. Meanwhile, I'm getting ready for a show that night. I'm behind my rig trying to practice, and they're fucking me up. I'm like, you shut up over there. I'm trying to get ready for a show.
I blame you. I blame you on that one because I often am surrounded by awful and I'm expected to perform.
Yeah.
My worst neighbor?
That's what we were going for.
My sister-in-law.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but you guys both rock back in your chairs like, ooh, juicy. Tell
me. Do tell.
Well, it's a radio show, stupid. That's we all have the second best shit that you're telling your stupid hens on your coffee break. It's a fucking radio show. What do you think we want from you, stupid? Ooh, give us the mediocre shit you usually do. No, if you have something good, this is the forum for it.
I just want to be noted that I was called the ogre about 3 minutes ago. Before stupid's tirade. Yes.
I can call you an ogre again. It's not a one-time only thing, Joe. No.
Look at Davin. He's turning green. He's got little trumpet ears.
That's his gig. That's his thing. He's Shrek.
That's my gig.
I'm not going to hack a Shrek. Anyway, go on.
There was one particular time where I had spent literally a week painting the living room because I had to, like... They had used this old-fashioned, like, homemade paint on the walls, and it got mildew
homemade
under it.
Paint?
Homemade paint?
What, are they turning it like butter?
Stop.
Yes.
Homemade paint? Whose homemade paint
are
was
they crushing
this?
Berries to make it? How do you make homemade
shut up. Yeah,
well, no, I'm asking questions.
I'm asking the same one. I asked the paint story first.
It's my show. I'll ask the stupid questions first. Well, now sit back there, Richter.
All right, then ask the paint.
I want to know if they're crushing berries. Before you can stir, you need to get like a certain juice, because like the Indians, that's how they painted their face. They crushed berries.
We weren't going to war. They were painting it on the wall.
Well, you made it sound like you were about to go to war.
I was after
so
that
then
week.
Maybe you should have talked to the Native Americans.
Right, ask her about homemade paint. How do you make homemade paint?
I don't fucking make the homemade paint.
That's why I didn't ask.
All
that's
right.
Why.
Where did you get the homemade paint? Can I interject? And find
from
out.
A home, stupid. It's homemade.
It was stuck on my walls before I moved in.
All right.
So okay. What happened?
You sure it was paint?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, because the house was built in 1899. So
it's a good year for homemade paint.
Yeah, you know what? Apparently it was not. Because
God with the lead content in that paint. I'm surprised
you
don't have a horn.
Joe.
This is why.
Didn't she have one coming out of a crack
at
one point?
That's why you get the lead mic. All right, very good. Okay.
This is why I cannot think of words every once in a while. It's the fucking lead content in my old house.
It could be. We'll use that as an excuse.
All yes, right. I'll take any excuse
I'll
I can
take
get.
I'll tell that to the powers that be.
Okay.
Yes. So the paint that they had put on top of this was peeling off in sheets.
Jeez.
So I had to take that shit down. Then I had to get below the homemade paint, and there was a layer of mildew under there too. So I'm just like scraping the shit down to the walls, scrubbing it with TSP, priming it all over again, blah, blah, blah. So it took me a full week to scrape everything down and paint this living room. It was a thing of beauty by the time I was done.
Right.
Not a week goes by. Now, one of the things I did, which I had always wanted to do, was I painted the ceiling light blue and I painted little puffy clouds on it.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah, it was really pretty. It took
seven.
It took a long time to do this.
Nice.
If you're
nice.
Seven.
Maybe.
Did you put your Backstreet Boys poster too?
And there was a rainbow in the corner and
I'm
a unicorn.
Sure there was.
All right, now I'm with you. If you're seven.
And you're seven. No, I'm
kidding. Scott Baio looks good underneath the cumulus cloud.
That's over my bed.
If you were seven in 1978.
Well, yeah. She was.
All right.
Doing some math. No, so wait. So
it went a lot of these tonight. All right.
Of course I am.
So, no, it looked very nice. I did this, like, faux marbling on the walls, and then I had
classy.
It took a long time. It looked really cool.
I'm sure it did.
And then...
Did you peel down the wood paneling for this one?
I came home from work a week later. It was raining in my living room.
Oh.
Well, because you had clouds.
Beat me to it.
Yeah, that was a foot race, wasn't it?
I was like, wow, I can't believe this really happened.
Really?
But I painted them white. They weren't gray. It was a sunshower, sweetheart.
Brown water is raining out of my ceiling.
It's raining shit. All of you got yeah, it's raining shit.
That was too easy.
I looked up. I'm like, holy shit. I painted clouds on the ceiling and it's raining. What the? And it was brown droplets. And I'm like, what? What?
What? What? You're asking
what?
The clouds.
What?
I'm looking, well, you painted me, you bitch.
I could.
Shit, clouds keep falling on my head.
Because I live downstairs and my stupid Dominican sister-in-law lives upstairs. And in Dominican Republic, in their sad little shanty town, they had...
This is why Pip Helix is the most racist person on the show.
Dirt floors. And the way they clean floors is they take big buckets of water and throw them on the ground.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
big buckets of water.
You're not used to living a level up and with real floors.
Yes. There's a person down here, you asshole. You made my living room rain.
Did you sue him?
It was my brother and sister-in-law.
Did you sue him?
No.
Well, you are a Jew. But
no. Joe, have another swastika, you prick.
No.
Did you sew them?
But it was a plaster ceiling, so the whole fucking ceiling had to come down and be replastered and put back up.
Did they
up.
Pay for it?
No. You know what? Insurance paid.
I didn't know you can insure against assholes.
Apparently we had a clause.
I don't know what's funnier, your line or her saying there's a clause.
I gotta check my policies, see if you two are covered.
And you check your homeowners. We're here every week.
I know.
Oh. Oh, yes, Mr. Rosenblatt. We have the asshole clause. It's
you got to pay
you.
More for it, but it's worth it.
It's totally worth it.
I got that Lummox curry coming, stumbling down my stairs every week. Is there any cover? Yes, we have Lummox coverage. Dumbbell climbs down the stairs. You're covered.
Yes.
So that happened. That was fun. Then we had situations where...
I should have left more time for this. Are we ever going to get to scammers? But this is so good.
Then we had the situation where her sister, who had...
A chicken. Sorry.
Almost. Her sister, who had a young daughter... The sister, oh, it's a long, convoluted story, but the sister ends up living upstairs with my brother and sister-in-law, this teenage girl. This teenage girl starts talking on the internet with some man who she falls for, an older man. And this older man has talked her into running away with him. And so this actually happened after I left the house, thank God. So this guy takes a cab from Queens out to our place in Jersey at 2:30 in the morning and tries to break into the house to get the girl to run away with him, but he abandons the cab and he doesn't pay for his fare. So the cabbie is waking up the whole house going, pay my fare, pay
Did
my fare.
Did anybody ever hear of a doorbell?
Of course the cops come.
It was on the vagina door. You couldn't find it.
Yes. Afraid to touch it. Afraid.
It was the vulva.
You don't know. Ring the vulva. No. Press the clit.
Press the clitoris.
Ding dong. So
that's what usually goes into it.
No, it doesn't. You
that
still don't
it.
Know.
I know.
Oh, Joe's girl, you have a lot of work. 2 years later, Joe still doesn't know after we went over it on this show.
I had a chart.
That's what good. No.
No.
No, it doesn't, Joe.
So,
Joe's girl, you have no pleasure coming your way.
So I lived downstairs. You're such an ass.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
For saying
he's going to put
girlfriend.
A ding-dong in a clit. You can't do that.
That's going to hurt.
You can't do that.
You can't do it.
What are you, a fruit fly? All right, fine. You're either a moron or hung like a fruit fly.
I love
which
when he
gets
upset
prefer?
About this shit.
It's so funny, it does.
Which are you? An idiot or hung like a fruit fly? Which would you like to go on record?
Let's go with an idiot.
All right.
Yes.
Joe's a well-hung idiot.
A well-hung idiot.
A good choice.
Put that in the show notes, please.
A good choice, sir.
Well, we'll definitely get idiot in there.
Yes. Joe, fruit. Or well-hung idiot.
Well-hung might
friend.
Have gotten cropped out somehow. I don't know.
But just put well-hung idiot.
Actually, that's trending on Twitter right now. Well-hung idiot.
That's called a porn star. And you, sir, are no porn star.
So this guy tries to break into the house to get his little girl. The whole house is awoken because the cops, the cabbie and the cops are at the front door going, they ditched my the ride. Meanwhile, they're like, we're all here sleeping. What the fuck? We didn't take their cab. And the guy ran away. But then he came back after the cops were gone and tried to break into the house. Break in the first floor where I used to fucking live.
There wasn't a wink of sleep in that fucking joint. Holy shit.
Nope. Yeah.
So will you go on record that the only good Dominicans are the ones that play shortstop and the rest should be banned from the country? You going to go on record for that?
I will not go on record saying this one. But this family, yeah, get me a boat. Get
Did
me
you
their
call immigration?
Tickets. I should have. They were already illegal.
How would you love to be there that night? There's, you can't try to get some sleep. Meanwhile, on your porch is three cops, a cab driver, a little girl going, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, right.
Also, in the Nazi house is a quieter place to live.
Yeah, actually, it is. Yeah. Actually, the protesters go home at night.
Yeah, we had the protesters on our front lawn. Yeah. Send them home. Yeah. Get out of our neighborhood.
Well, we will take our final break of the evening. It's going to be a short break, shorter than usual, because we got a lot of good stuff.